We turn now to NPR's Ivan Watson. He's in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil. Good morning.
Hello, Renee.
What have Iraqi leaders been saying about the speech?
Well, last night, President Jalal Talabani, he's a Kurd. He was up in another Kurdish city in the north. He gave a press conference with the American ambassador, Zalmay Khalilzad, and he endorsed President Bush's new plan for Iraq. He said that he was also in favor of deploying predominantly Kurdish Iraqi army units in Arab parts of Iraq if the prime minister of Iraq calls for that, and that appears to be one of the measures on the table for President Bush's new plan for Iraq.
Now, of course, Erbil is a Kurdish-dominated city. How are the Kurds reacting to that?
It's been a big debate here, and there's a lot of Kurdish opposition to sending their men into the very violent Arab areas.
And as the president was delivering his speech, I gather U.S. troops were in action in Erbil.
Absolutely, Renee, and this really is the news of the day here, not the speech, because around 4 a.m. local time, residents of this Kurdish city in northern Iraq were woken by the sound of helicopters and planes overhead in the city center, and there was periodic gunfire, they tell me. We investigated the area, and it turned out to be the Iranian consulate in Erbil. We found it empty. Kurdish security forces had blocked off the residential road leading to this two-story villa. There was no Iranian flag hanging from the flagpole. We saw broken glass outside the consulate, and locals told us that the American troops had showed up before dawn and arrested all of the people in the consulate. The operation appears to have taken the Kurdish officials in this city by surprise, and there was a tense showdown today in daytime in another part of town when three American Humvees were trying to cross part of town. Kurdish security forces blocked them from entering another part of town. We were told by a Kurdish guard that the Kurdish troops and the American soldiers actually cocked their weapons at each other. The standoff lasted for about an hour and a half until four Black Hawk helicopters showed off and flew away some of those American soldiers.
Pretty unusual, but that raid seems to fit in with the president's pledge to interrupt the flow of support to Iraq's Shiite insurgents from Iran as well as Syria.
I think it's fair to interpret it as quite a strong message to the Iranians that took place within hours of the live speech given by President Bush. An important note is that this city is in Iraqi Kurdistan. It's in northern Iraq, very far away from the areas where the Shiite militias are operating and where the U.S. government claims that Iran is supporting Shiite militias and, quote, terrorists.
That's Ivan Watson speaking from Erbil, Iraq. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. We'll be right back.